Okay, we got a couple minutes here before we get to the so-called top of the hour. So, Sig, what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, a couple of things, Doc. I wondered, what would prevent you from giving blood? I know I have Parkinson's. That's my first question, but maybe other things too for other people.
Oh, well, certainly. If you've been to certain countries, let's take Mexico in the last X, and I don't know what that X is, but the blood banks do. They absolutely refuse to take your blood if you've been to. They got a list of countries. You can call them up and ask them what that list is. I haven't got it memorized, but I know it's there. And then there's people who've had exposure to hepatitis, for example. So there's both traveling to other countries that they don't like, and then there's certain diseases that'll prevent blood donation. Other than that, though, you can get what's called the therapeutic phlebotomy at many naturopaths' offices and also MDs who do natural medicine, and they do the therapeutic phlebotomy. I know you can't donate to somebody else if the blood bank doesn't want it, but still, it'll do you some good.
How about my Parkinson's? Would that be a problem?
No, as far as I know, it's not a problem, sir.
Okay. And I wondered on niacinamide, since it affects all the cells, should everybody take it?
No, sir. It's the ones who come from families who happen to have type 2 diabetes in that family line, because this same researcher, his name is last name is Oxenkrug, has pointed out that if you don't have that in your family line, you can make your own niacinamide internally. But if you do have that in your family line, you probably don't make your own niacinamide internally. So that's the
Oh,
difference.
gee. How would you know? Maybe just by trying it and see if it helps.
Particularly if you have osteoarthritis, you know you got that problem, sir, because
Oh, okay.
that's completely niacinamide dependent. But there is a urine test that will tell you if your body is making enough niacinamide. Radio Valley Lab does that. It's they introduced it about 2 years ago. Yes, it is approved by the approving authorities, all that good stuff, and it's for
Oh,
two
very good.
substances. It's for two substances that abbreviated. This is just an abbreviation, but they're called KA and XA, and they're much longer names, full names. But if we get the urine test for KA and XA, it'll tell you whether your body's making enough niacinamide internally for sure or not.
Okay, thank you for your great answers again, Doc. Thanks.
Well, you're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling. Appreciate that.